business. Italian businesses. Keeping it in the family. Patriarchs are reluctant to cede control of the companies they built.
Raised in an orphanage, Leonardo Del Vecchio started selling spectacles in Belluno in northern Italy in 1967. Today, his company, Luxottica, owns Ray-Ban and Oakley, the two biggest brands of sunglasses, and has annual sales of €7.3 billion, that's $9.6 billion. Age 79, Mr. Del Vecchio is Italy's second richest man. He stepped back from management a decade ago, but on September 1st, he abruptly stepped back in. Andrea Guerra, Luxottica's boss, has left. Mr. Del Vecchio will head the triumvirate that will replace him. This is an unusual solution to a problem that faces many Italian firms. Aging patriarchs who are reluctant to bow out or even to plan for the day when they eventually must. Until Mr. Del Vecchio's comeback, there had seemed to be somewhat of a trend for founders and their heirs to hand management to professionals. In 2006, Salvatore Ferragamo, an upmarket shoemaker, hired Michele Nossa to succeed Ferruccio Ferragamo, the founder's son. Sergio Marchionne, the boss of Fiat Chrysler, does not belong to the carmaker's founding family, the Agnellis. Mr. Del Vecchio had won praise for picking Mr. Guerra over his relatives to run Luxottica. Smooth handovers are hard to arrange, especially at fashion houses, which struggle to break free from the geniuses who created them. Giorgio Armani, now 80, has no known succession plan for the company that bears his name. Roberto Cavalli, a designer of slightly younger vintage, has so far failed to find someone to take over. The brand's two most senior non-family managers left in January. A deal to sell his firm to Permira, a private equity investor, fell apart. Now he is trying to sell a majority stake to VTB, a Russian state-controlled bank, despite VTB being among the firms subject to Western sanctions over Russia's involvement in Ukraine. Mr. Guerra had to go, said Mr. Del Vecchio, because his views on the firm's strategy had diverged from his own. Mr. Guerra had expanded Luxottica globally and doubled its profits, though its retail chains, Sunglass Hut and Lens Crafters, had not done as well as expected. Mr. Del Vecchio says he has no plans to hand the management of the firm to his children. If his motives in shaking up Luxottica's management are indeed primarily financial, minority shareholders who own a quarter of the company will cheer. If they are familial, they will be sceptical, even though some Italian firms are thriving under second and third generation bosses. Ermenegildo Zegna, an upmarket tailor, is well run by the founder's grandson. Michele Ferrero, a confectioner, who is Italy's richest man, has handed to his son the job of selling Nutella and Tic Tacs. Perhaps Mr. Del Vecchio could take inspiration from Hermès, a French luxury goods house that has gone from family to professional management and back without visible strain. Its pedigreed boss, Axel Dumas, took over in February after 8 years of management by an outsider. On September 3rd, he settled a row with LVMH, a rival that had built a large stake in his company. LVMH now says it will distribute those shares to its shareholders, ending the threat of a hostile bid. Mr. Dumas had feared for Hermès's independence, and perhaps for his job. He now looks secure. Mr. Del Vecchio must be hoping for an equally sunny outcome.